Hi everyone. My name is Attila Csénagy. I'm from Szeged, and I have been working as a Drupal developer for 3 years now. And in the next few minutes, me and my colleague Zoltán would like to show you how you can use Drupal as a service. And also you can find me on Drupal.org as Hercules. So my presentation will be about our hobby, because me and my friends was thinking about a few months ago, because we would like to learn some new technique or technologies. And since we are enthusiastic about games and playing games and actually playing games, it turned out it seems quite obvious that, okay, what if we try to build our own game? So the concept is not ready, actually, what we would like to build. And when I say not ready, it's really not ready. I have to say which type the game is. It would be an online competitive RPG. So actually we would like to learn how are things going in the game industry, and really the whole process is just about learning. So at the first meetings, when we started to create our own game, we try to lay down some basic principles that we were going to use during the development. And since we are not really familiar with the technologies, we choose iterative design. If you are not familiar with the concept, iterative design is a methodology based on cyclic process of prototyping. So actually we would like to build small prototypes, check that our idea is really working, try out and prove our concepts. And if it seems okay, we will merge this prototype to our main product or game. Why? So because we are learning, we have to refactor our code base pretty often, because we became more familiar with the technologies and the APIs and how are things going really in the game industry. And we trying to revise our past solutions. Our architecture build up from three important pieces. One is the game client. So we also need a multiplayer server, because it's an online game. And it turned out that we will have some contents. So actually we are building our whole game using the Unity software. Unity is a really popular game engine. I will talk about a bit later. Unity. We are using for the multiplayer server the Photon Cloud. Photon Cloud is a company, and they have a cloud-based multiplayer services solution. I would like to talk about how we are using Drupal as a content storage. So Unity 3D. Unity is one of the most popular game engine nowadays. It's not open source, but it has a pretty good licensing. Actually, you can use Unity for free. The only difference between the free versions and the paying versions is that the free version has a limited set of features, but if you want to make if you want to have your first impressions about how game engine works, it's a really good starting point. Unity has a lot of built-in tools, like with Unity you are able to create animations, you can design your game terrains, and actually you can build trees and every stuff like that. And there's physics engines and a lot of interesting things. The only bad thing that we have met, that if you think that Drupal has poor documentation, you will be surprised, because Unity has Unity is less documented as Drupal. The Photon. This was the hardest one to choose. The multiplayer server solution. Actually, we have three options. The first one is to write our own multiplayer server, which is the hardest, and actually we would like to build our own game, so it's not really, it won't be a good option. We could use a ready-to-use server, but then we should rent servers and install the software, optimize and set up. It's too much time, so we choose Photon, because they have this service, and their licensing is pretty good too. They have an option for indie developers, so they can use Photon for free. It means that your game. So 20 concurrent users are able to play in the same time, and 4,000 users in a month. So it's pretty good for developing and trying out the multiplayer area. And actually it turned out that if we would like to build our own game, we really need some contents to manage some contents. Users are not really contents, but there are news, character tags, or character descriptions. There was an other need that we not just want to store data or edit data, we would like to push or publish it to our game client. So our first thought was maybe we should use Drupal, since most of us are Drupal developers. And the answer was quite obvious. We just have to make some. So it turned out Drupal is a good solution. So we build our whole architecture around the services module. If you are not familiar with this module, it's a pretty good module. Thousands of sites are already using this module. It has a quite good documentation and really straightforward API. But if you are not familiar with services, with services module, you can provide connection points for external applications to create, update, or manage users, for example. After you install the services module, the only thing that you have to do is just create an endpoint, which is basically an URL. And after, you have to enable some methods that you would like to use. For example, you would like to use this service as a user authentication, or you would like to publish some news or some nodes, or there are some taxonomy implementations as well. But the services module has a really good API, and it's really easy to implement your own methods, which could make easier your life, because you can really implement what you want, everything you want. So basically we are using the default services module for user authentication. So when a user is starts the game client, he fills the username and the password fields and hit the submit button. Actually, it sends a request to the Drupal site. It handles the authentication and retrieves some data back. So there is some information about the user and also a session ID. We are storing the session ID in the client, and we are using this session ID to use the default Drupal access control system. We also implemented a small set of Unity side processing classes. We are using C# in the Unity side. We are planning to share this implementation in GitHub, but it needs some more work to be in good enough to share. And in the next few slides, I would like to show you some basic concepts that are really talented concept guy has drawn about two characters and one environment plan. And after that, if you have any questions, feel free to ask. Yes. Do you have any questions?
How far are you through in the project? How long till a playable demo?
Actually, I have a demo in my computer where the services connection is built up, and you can navigate in a in between cubes, but it's for testing. If you are interested, I could show you after the session because my computer in my hotel room. But if you are interested, I could show you. The Unity 3D is actually a game engine that is not based on web. You can create desktop applications which are real 3D. Yeah, so if you do not have any more questions, let Zoltan start.
Okay, thank you. Let me get my slides. And that's it. So, hi, my name is Zoli. I also work at Pranovix. And funny enough, I am not a Drupal developer. I'm an iOS developer who happens to use Drupal actually every day. I tell you why. Let's say you have an iOS application and you want to power this up with user authentication, user management, handle contexts, contents, and you want to make them up to date, query them regularly. So you want a really fast online content management system that you can build your app onto. And as a developer, at first you might say that, okay, I'm going to write one and I create a service for my own, but wait, user authentication and stuff like that, it takes a lot of time to implement. So why not let someone else do the heavy lifting for us and find an out-of-box solution? So the question comes that, can we use Drupal? And the answer is, yes, we can, because there's a really easy way to marry iOS and Drupal. You just have to enable the services module on the Drupal side. That will open a whole bunch of endpoints for you, even for your custom nodes with the node types. And from the iOS side, you just have to compile the Drupal iOS SDK into your application, and you're basically ready to go. I guess we all know services. You create endpoints, REST or XML RPC based, and you just send them requests, you get answers, and it's cool. But what is Drupal iOS SDK? It's a library that was began to, which is development started like 3 years ago. And for the past 6 months, I am proud to be a co-maintainer. Originally, the library was developed by a company called WorkHabit in San Francisco. And it's not just that it's about 3 years old. Tomorrow it's going to be 3 years old. Tomorrow it's going to be its birthday. And the good thing is that it's still actively maintained. If you want to try it out, just go to the GitHub and clone it. And you're basically ready to go. It already supports so much user management, node management, entity management, taxonomy, view, file or comment. So it knows pretty much everything it needs. And for the connection, you can use REST-based or XML RPC-based protocols. So it's really easy to configure it together with Drupal. For me, it only takes like 4 minutes now. And it's really cool. And the best thing of all is that it supports services 3.4. I don't know if you heard about it. What new changes came with services 3.4? Anyone? They put an extra step of validation into the process. And from now on, there's an endpoint specifically to get a token from your Drupal site. And that token has to be added to the request header each time you send a post, put, or delete request, which makes things a little bit harder. And it gave a little headache to the developers. But 3 weeks after that, the new services came out, the Drupal iOS library already had support for it. And the best thing of all is that it's backwards compatible, so you can use it with all the services versions. So we can connect our device to Drupal. Can we add something extra value to it? Because we just changed the whole front end and use only the Drupal backend. And I guess so, yes, because you have a multi-touch interface. Imagine that with a three-finger swipe, you can delete a content. With a two-finger swipe, you can unpublish a published content. So you can do a lot of things with easy gestures. Plus, it has a lot of additional sensors built in. Camera, gyroscopes, proximity sensors, GPS. So you can play with a lot of things and trigger complex actions on your Drupal site just by fooling around. And this concept is one thing that we already tried out. We created a user in Drupal with a random string of username and a random string of password. We got this whole thing, put it into a QR code, but previously we encrypted it. And we built a decryption algorithm inside our iOS app. So by just taking a picture of a QR code, we managed to log a user in and provide a form to them that they can make that account their own by changing the username, password, and email address. And this way, we can just print out basic user cards. And you just have to scan one, and it's going to be boom, your account on that site, which is pretty cool. For loyalty cards, yeah, exactly. And yes, we did this, but since the Drupal IS SDK is pretty old, there are a lot of other apps that are already using it. For example, that was the first one, the one that was built for. Everyone have heard of the Acquia Garden service, and if you have a site there, it's easy to access your site and add content and do stuff using your mobile. It's free, you can download it from the iTunes store. This project is one of our own called ScoreShare, your social scoreboard, and in just a minute I will show you how it works. It's also free, not only in the iTunes store, but from Google Play Store and the Windows app market. Does anyone know how? Yeah. But let me show you how it works. Let's say you are at a sport. Ooh, that's big. Can we make it smaller? Ah, cool. So let's say that you're out of at a sport event, and this app comes from a personal experience, and you just have two teams playing against each other. Yeah, we're IT guys, we don't really do sports, but imagine it. And you just want to keep the scores of the opposing teams. And while doing so, why not share it, since we're geeks, with the whole world, and do a live broadcast, not with live picture and all, but the scores. So we did this app. It instantly authenticated me in. And we can just create a new scoreboard. Set up two teams. Let's say Drupalathon is the first. And I don't know, I heard there's a bird convention here. So let's say that we're playing against the bird convention guys. Yeah, Campbell case, we need it. And we just create our own scoreboard, and if all goes well, yep, we get a scoreboard. And not just this, but in the meantime, we can watch this broadcast on a Drupal site, which can be found on http://scoreshare.net. There you go. Ah, you can't see it, because I can see it. Okay, it's good like this. And yep, this is our game. And you can see how the game is on. Just let's bring out the app. And okay. We're going to make this happen. We just have to believe in it. Yeah. Cool. Oh, yeah. So we just change the points, and in the meantime, in parallel, automatically changes. It's another Drupal magic. It's using a Go-based service to send push notifications that changes the values on your note page automatically. It's pretty cool. Also, you can check that out from drupal.org. So for the whole authentication and changing the score kind of things, we use the Drupal iOS library. And I think that's pretty cool. But let's get back. Yeah, available in App Store. Christoph mentioned the walkthrough project yesterday, and he showed the demo of our app, which is we're hoping to be released soon. It also uses the Drupal iOS SDK. This is one of our latest apps just being published into the App Store. It's called Drupal Kiosk. It's, okay, I have to cheat on this. It makes it easy to you to build an online content management system that interacts with objects in the real world. It's a combination of QR code scanning, URL pattern filtering, and persistent in-app authentication. And it turns your iOS device into an information kiosk and a data entry tool for your Drupal site. So basically what it does that you can authenticate yourself from the app, and by showing QR codes to that app, you can perform custom actions like, okay, go to this user's user page, or I don't know, whatever, even log out or log in as a user, and not using the conventional interfaces to communicate with your site, like filling forms and stuff. You can just use QR codes and just scan it with your camera. So it makes it actually a good tool to build a kiosk with. And if you want to see it in action, check it in the App Store. It's called Drupal Kiosk. And under the support URL, you can find a page where there's a script of how to test it. There's a site just to have this app tested, follow the tutorial. There are example QR codes there and see the app in action. And that's my final slide. Are there any questions? Everybody wants to go to get a beer.
So the two apps that you've seen, the one with the authentication thing and then the one with the QR kiosk, we're going to use them together for the same customer. And the idea is that they want to print, they want to print loyalty cards, and they want to be able to give people that are not digital enabled, so that don't have a phone, just a card. So you get a loyalty card and you just can use it. In the moment that you want to use that loyalty card, but you don't want to carry it on your pocket anymore, you can just scan it with the app, and then it will basically transfer that account to your ownership, and then you can actually go and manage it and add your name and store the data in your phone instead of on the card. So then you can just throw away the card, and now the data about your loyalty card is in your phone. And then you can show either the card or your phone with the QR code that is for your user account to the other app, the QR kiosk app. And that one is used to manage like how much points you have in that store. The same app they can also use to manage how much coffee bags they have, because this is for a coffee shop. So they have I think they're going to put QR codes on their coffee bags, right? Yeah. So they're going to put QR codes on their coffee bags so that they can say like, okay, this type, we've got 10 bags. And then every time they sell one, they just have to scan it and then say like, we've got one less. So that's the use case. But like basically what the idea with the QR kiosk, with Drupal kiosk, That's the name now. With Drupal kiosk is that you don't have to write the iOS application. You don't have to do that. We've done that for you. It's free. People can just download it. The only thing you need to do is enable services on your site, right? And set in the QR kiosk what site that it's using and what kind of URLs are accessible. So you could like go wild. You can do all kinds of crazy stuff with this. The only thing you need to do is print QR codes for specific URLs on your site. You could use it to play games. You could use it to do point of sales management, manage users, manage customers, whatever. And you don't have to do iOS development. That's our gift to you.
Okay, thank you, Christoph. Any other questions?
I can say that in the question.
Okay, thank you.